This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what happens when we take matters into our own hands. Recently, I was talking about these various tribes of Israel who knew, according to God's Word, they would ultimately receive parts of the promised land for their families, but they didn't know when. And sometimes when we can't see God's way, we might be more inclined to take matters into our own hands. And this is exactly what happened to the tribe of Dan. They didn't believe the land that was allotted to them was sufficient for all of their families, so they decided to do just that, take matters into their own hands, and conquer another town. Now, need I go all into it? We know the outcome. It was disastrous for Dan because they relied on their own way, on their own understanding, and didn't trust God. And sometimes when we're in that indefinite place, we can think, nothing is happening. No, the needle is not moving forward in our favor. But in fact, each day we close our eyes, and in that day we've made another deposit of faith, trusting in God's ways and not our ways. So what are you struggling with today where you're just right there on the edge about to take matters into your own hands? I would encourage you, along with myself, to let us cling to these words. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Proverbs 19:21. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, release the desire to take matters into your own hands and step up your trust in God.